Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
I was in line at Tiff's Treats, which is a cookie store. They've got fresh baked chocolate chip cookies that are just like your mom used to make.
Warm cookies. There's nothing better.
And they package them up real nice. Real fancy boxes with a ribbon. The woman in line ahead of me says, you don't have to bother with all that. I'm just going to be putting these in Tupperware and taking them to a party for my kid because I was supposed to bring something home baked. So don't waste your ribbon on me. Pretty good mom
so
move
smart.
Right there.
And it's faking perfection. People do it all the time.
And you explained this to me that it's just when busy parents especially are using other resources to make it look like they're better at their jobs, which then doesn't that create a cycle like a catch 22 is the wrong word, but like a, you know what I mean? Like a loop.
The chicken or the egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But I think everybody's faking perfection. I don't think it has to do with being a parent. I think there's a lot of pressure on parents to be perfect, but everybody's got the pressure of being perfect and wearing the right thing, driving the right thing. We've all got this pressure on our lives, like to look exactly right on Instagram, to, you know, to share the perfect Snapchats, like all that stuff is just perfection pressure. But you got to fake it because nobody's perfect. So we want to hear how you're faking perfection.
Well, I just before we go too far into this, as you can see from the AJC on Monday.
Oh, here we go again. Oh, Lord.
I'm not faking it. I was awarded the best radio personality in Atlanta.
Well, here's how I know you're faking perfection.
Yeah.
Because you post the most perfect pictures of your dogs all the time. I mean, the most perfect pictures of your dogs. But your dogs aren't perfect. I know they're not. They're barfing on stuff. They're chewing up stuff. They're pooping when you don't have a bag.
It's not their fault. That's the food's fault. The food, they were too good for the food they ate, so they got...
Oh. Right, you're not posting those pictures. So you're faking perfection every day,
this
Jeff.
This is how we're breaking up.
They are perfect. 404-263-0941 is our number. How are you faking perfection? My mom had a hack at this.
Okay.
When we were little.
Yeah.
And she was a stay-at-home mom. So her job was the household stuff, right? So my parents are pretty traditional married couple. My dad was the go-to-work provider, and my mom was the stay-at-home mom for a while. This was before she went back to teaching. And when the day would get away from her, she'd kind of have a crazy day or whatever. My dad would be coming home. She said the way that she would fake perfection, even if she had no idea what she was going to cook for dinner, like zero plan, but she knew he'd be walking in the door in like 5 minutes, she would chop up an onion and garlic and throw it in a pan.
Oh, and smell
because
the house
Because it
up.
Would smell so good. So he'd so come home smart. And be like, wow, it smells good in here. I can't wait for dinner. There wouldn't even be onions and garlic in what he would end up eating. The house would just smell like something was cooking.
And she just had to steer him away from the kitchen.
Yes. And like, you know, give him an ice cold beer or whatever. Here, sit down, watch some TV, whatever. So she could like scramble and figure out what to throw in front of him, even if it was like spaghetti, you know, out of the jar and out of a quick box or whatever. The house would smell like onions and garlic. And he'd be like, I am the luckiest man alive.
I actually think I have one of these, Jen.
See? And everybody's got one.
And I think it may be part of the reason that I'm actually married to Callie right now.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
I faked perfection once. 404-263-0941. If you would like to confess what you have done or maybe what you're still doing to fake perfection in your life, my confession is next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
The pressure to be perfect is just too much. This morning on the Jeff and Jen Show, we are talking faking perfection, and we'd love to hear how you're faking it right now. 404-263-0941 is our number.
Monday morning at this time, Jen has her friends from the ghost hunting company that investigated her house bringing by some of their audio. And what I heard JP and Janine loading the other day, if you're skeptical, it may turn you.
I think it will turn you. I think you're going to believe in ghosts.
It's worth listening to.
And you're the skeptic. And you're saying it's worth listening to.
Monday morning at this time. Audio from Jen's maybe haunted house. Your mom had a great faking perfection hack for when your dad came home, and she passed this along to you.
Yes, she did.
As a married woman.
Yeah, she told me to use this. When we were little, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and that was her job. And so when my dad would come home and she had no plan for what was for dinner, she would quickly chop half of an onion and a little bit of garlic and throw it in some olive oil on the top of the stove and make it sizzle and smell really good in the house. So he'd come home and be like, ooh, I can't wait for dinner. Man, you must have been slaving away all day on this. And she still was scrambling to figure out what she was going to feed everybody, but he didn't know.
Sarah in Buford, similar plan.
So when I have guests coming over, I throw everything that's messy in the closet, and then I start the dishwasher, even if it's empty, so people at least think I'm trying.
Oh, God. Start the dishwasher. I like that.
Thanks for the call. Danielle in Roswell.
I spray cleaner all over my house, so my husband thinks he comes home to a clean house every day.
even if you don't clean a thing?
Even if I don't. Pour some Clorox in the toilet and Lysol all the rooms.
It's like, wow, man, Danielle, you've been working so hard today. Thank you, baby.
It smells like
love you.
It smells like a hospital and you're so clean. Wow.
Especially that bleach smell. That's when you're like, you feel like you're down on your knees and you're scrubbing.
Yes.
And guys are really, like, I do this to myself. I've had housekeepers come over and clean the house, right? And the house smells delicious when they're done with it. And then I'll clean the house because I sometimes like cleaning. You know, it's kind of therapeutic sometimes to clean up like the whole kitchen, but it doesn't smell the same. And I'm convinced it's not as clean. Even though I did it top to bottom, wiped off all the counters, they just have a better smell.
They've got a better smell.
Janet in Ackworth.
Hi. I take these instant mashed potatoes, and I make them with extra fixings and everything, and then I put a whole can of the whole potatoes and mash them up, and nobody knows the difference.
So they think that you've been slaving away, peeling them, chopping them, boiling them, and you're just like dumping them out of a can.
Yes, and the sad thing was, the sad thing was I started doing this for a church social because I was supposed to make homemade mashed potatoes, and nope, it's that's not what it is, and I've been doing it since.
All right, Janet, well, listen, the good news is you're saving some time now. The bad news is you're going to hell, and the reason you're there is because of mashed potatoes.
Instant mashed potatoes are my mortal enemy. They're so bad.
People at Janet's church are loving them.
I know. How does she do that?
I actually like them sometimes. A little extra butter in there. Andrea in Buford.
Hi. One time I went to visit my mom during the holidays, and we made brownies from scratch. So I took some home, and I shared with my friends. And then when they asked me where I got them from, I told them that I made them. So then they asked me to make some more for, like, a party, and then I freaked out because I couldn't make them just like my mom. So I just went to a store and bought a couple, put on a plate, and took them to the party.
Nice work.
Perfect. Store-bought, turn it into homemade every time.
That's kind of what I did when I said that maybe part of the reason I'm married to Callie right now is I had her over for dinner one night, and I was running late. So I went somewhere and just got takeout dinner. And then got home and put it on the stove, put it in the oven, put everything. And then, you know, you bag up the garbage and I, you know, put it in the can outside, like not in the kitchen.
In the garage.
So there's no evidence,
yes,
you know, whatsoever of anything. And I put everything, you know, get rid of it all. And then said, oh, yeah, but yeah, here's a roasted chicken. Ignore the Publix receipt that's stuck to my shoe. I do have a rotisserie. I keep it hidden. All right, last call, Stacey in Brookhaven.
I normally, when I wash laundry clothes, I normally just stuff all the clean clothes in a basket and then hide the clothes in the kids' closet. And then when he comes home from work to get a pair of boxers, take a shower, I just put a few boxes in the drawer so it makes it seem like all the clothes are clean and folded.
Beautiful.
But they're hidden in your kids' closet because you know.
But they're hidden in the kids' closet.
This is laughing, dude. So proud of you. Like,
so and that's like, a weekly thing. Weekly thing.
He thinks you're perfect. Just keep it
Thank
that way.
You.
That's awesome. Thanks for the call, Stacey.
That's so great.
If you want to share any thoughts on this or brag about how you fake perfection, we always keep these conversations going on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.com, Jeff and Jen Show.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.